Summer movie season is officially here, and Ryan Gosling is kicking it off with this action-packed comedy, The Fall Guy. I'm Tuesday.
And I'm Kaylee. Grab your favorite drink and snacks and get ready for some whiskey and popcorn.
Good.
Shot to the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Anyone but him, I didn't approve him. You know that. You are literally the last person on earth I want to see. It's slap the shit out of you. I really could.
And I'm open to that in a safer environment.
Okay, so you can probably tell that this movie ranks high on the ridiculous scale, but honestly, I really don't want it any other way.
Same. I want my action movies to be over the top and super funny. And The Fall Guy does all of that with style while making heart fingers for the stunt community. It is actually a remake of the 1981 TV show of the same name. And as we said, it stars Ryan Gosling. He is the lead, our stuntman, and he is looped into this task of finding the missing star for his ex-girlfriend's big blockbuster movie. And that ex-girlfriend is Emily Blunt. Now, the movie also stars Hannah Waddingham as the strung-out producer Gail Mayer, and Aaron Taylor Johnson, he plays the movie's star, Tom Ryder, that is Emily Blunt's movie within the movie here. And then we have Stephanie Hsu, who also makes an appearance, and I just loved her in Everything Everywhere All at Once and Joyride. She gets a small part in Fall Guy, but it's always great to see her.
Obviously, things go awry, and there is some murder, and there is some accusing of murder, and some people get wrapped into some shady dealings, but we don't want to give it away. But that kind of gives you an idea of what the story is about.
Yeah, there's just so much in here for the community who loves stunts. I mean, there's a great joke, and I'm only spoiling one joke, but there's like a great joke about the fact that stuntmen, stunt coordinators, stunt choreographers, there's no Oscar award for them. They're not recognized in some of the biggest, glossiest award ceremonies. So I'm like, you know, these guys deserve a little golden man too.
I think that's what I love about it is it's kind of a love letter to those people. It's the stuntmen. It's the unappreciated assistant or the assistant of an assistant. It's the pyro team. It's these people that are so behind the scenes that they don't necessarily get the credit that they always should.
Exactly. And you should sit through the credits. There are some behind the scenes footage of the actual stunts that they pulled off. So while the movie does like a really fun job of showing you what it could be like, the real stunts, actually, there's a lot of wires, there's a lot more safety gear, and we get to see all the stuntmen who actually act as the real stuntman for Ryan Gosling's stuntman. So it's like Stuntman Inception.
Which, let's talk about how ridiculously meta that is, right? So we have a movie about stuntmen in which the stuntmen have real stuntmen. But I kind of love it for once. I feel like meta was actually done really, really well in this, and it just made it funnier. And I agree, the homage to them at the end was so nice. And you really got to see like the actual pyro teams and all of these people. And there's some really great cameos from that 1981 TV show. And if you know, you'll recognize them, but it's really, really great towards the end to see those cameos as well.
David Leitch is the one who directed this. And he himself, in addition to being a director, he's been an actor. He's been a stuntman himself, a stunt coordinator, writer, producer. Like, he's kind of been all up and down the production list here. some of his work you might recognize. He co-directed John Wick. He also did Atomic Blonde. That's the one from 2017 starring Charlize Theron. He's also was behind Deadpool 2, Fast and Furious Presents Sean Hobbs. So I've actually seen quite a few of his movies. And I can honestly say that I enjoyed all of these films. Like, he's really good at making stunts work for the movie, whether it's over the top or helps move the plot along. They're just really well done, really fun. So major props to David. And we got a sneak peek at the beginning of the film. Not sure this will be for everyone, but David did make a little cameo appearance saying that this really is the love letter to the stunt community, just like you said, Tuesday.
Well, and to be honest, if David had never been a stunt double, I would have wanted an expert there. So mm-hmm. just the fact that he's kind of played almost every chair in the making of a film, almost it made it feel so much more authentic to really having someone who understands what it's like to be in each one of those seats. And in that sense, be able to joke and poke fun of, you know, kind of action movies and different positions that you can actually play within the making of a film. And that's what I loved about it, was that it was an action movie that kind of was able to poke fun at itself mm-hmm. and remember how, yes, it is very silly that there are $6 million car chases and these crazy things that go on, but also kind of opening the curtains to really see what it's like, or even potentially what it's like behind the scenes of a movie.
Yeah. This movie has such great jokes. It has such great gags. I just was laughing and laughing and laughing. And, you know, at its core, there is a love story here between Gosling and Blunt's characters, which that's a pairing I didn't know I wanted to see. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I laughed from start to finish. And I know a lot of our fellow reviewers out there are actually calling it more of a rom-com than an action movie. It's kind of like a rom-com where there happens to be shootouts going on around it. And I to some degree, I can agree to that. But there's definitely some really good action shots within there. It still doesn't mean it's not really funny a lot of the time. But I think you guys will all be very surprised at my scoring today. I've never scored a film that was an action film this way. So really, I would love to tell you I have negative feedback, but I don't. I really was laughing and having a great time from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. And it was very refreshing to have this movie be very, in a way, like we said, meta, poking fun of itself. I also love the fact that this is another one of those, like, in a sense, Hollywood patting itself on the back, but it's almost like the real Hollywood, the real people behind the movie patting themselves on the back, instead of like these other glamorous movies about, you know, the golden age of Hollywood or wherever. Like, this is a stunt person's movie. This isn't the glamour of Hollywood. This is all the grit and grunge. And I really enjoyed that as well. And honestly, I think everybody in this film really had fun. I loved our villain, Gail. Hannah Waddingham was just fantastic with this character of Gail, who's like essentially our villain in so many different ways. But she's got all these great physical comedies. She's like, she's never without a diet. Is it a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi? Diet Coke. Diet Coke. And I'm like, we've all known somebody like that, where they're basically their drink is glued to their hand and she's just like constantly fizzing with sugar. I feel like I had a boss like that before. So everybody puts in their full heart into this movie and really hams it up. There's some like overacting, but it totally works and they run with it. And yeah, I don't think I have anything negative to say either. This is a rare instance where I would like to see another one in this franchise. Maybe just one. We probably don't need any more than one.
And our insider source does say we potentially do already have the makings of a second one.
Yes. Going to the shots, give us your shot rating Tuesday. Blow us away.
I am doing the rare and elusive double shot for the Fall Guy. Yep.
I cannot believe it.
And my first action film ever with a double shot.
Okay, I do want to hear your justification a little bit, because there have been action movies that you've enjoyed and had fun. So what pushed this one over the edge into the double shot territory?
I think it was the mix of plotline with action, along with it being a rom-com. A lot of the times I have issues with action movies because it's just back-to-back shootouts. It's back-to-back car chases and things like that. And I never feel like I get this fulfilled storyline or real character development in a lot of them. But this one was chock full of personalities, jokes, love, and action thrown in there. And I think that's what they like, is even the action parts are funny, where, you know, at one point they're just pulling props out and fighting with them. And you, because, you know, you're that's where you're at. You're at a place where it has props. So even the action parts were hilarious.
Yeah.
And for something to really keep me laughing for that amount of time takes a lot of credit, a lot of hard work. So the fact that I really could not find something negative is usually what will get me to a double shot.
Well, I feel like this is a movie that you could come back to over and over again and still enjoy it. I think there might have, it's very early to say, but it could potentially have like some cult following aspects to it and even some quotable lines too. So,
as they said, the Comic-Con shot. And they had to get the Comic-Con shot, which was like the specific video that you have to get to make it to Comic-Con. And I like just those little kind of jokes are what makes it, you know.
I feel like I will be implementing that line into just my daily life. Oh, like this is the Comic-Con shot of my week. You know,
that was
the Comic-Con shot.
You should. I'll fully support that.
Speaking of shots, I am not going as highly as you because I enjoy action movies by and large. And the summer is yet young, for one thing. I'm giving it a solid 4 shots. There was nothing particularly wrong with it. I enjoyed it a lot, but I'm kind of holding out to see what else comes out this summer and also this fall. I do think that this might make it into my top 3 list this year. Depends. There's still, like I said, it's still more to come, but I enjoyed the heck out of it. And it's something I will go see again.
It might be a small miracle to knock this out of my top 3.
Wow. I mean,
yeah, there's gotta be some high level stuff. And I've already, you know, we've already done Sundance and Phoenix Film Festival this year. So it's saying something for sure.
That's incredible. We're gonna be revisiting this at the end of the year, that's for sure. All right. Drink time. I think we're serving the same thing, right?
Yeah. So in a rare chance encounter, we actually picked the same drink. So take it away.
There's really only one drink to have. And it's not just the drink itself, it's how you take it. So it's called the Drunken Stuntman Cocktail. It's basically a tequila shot. So, you know, pick your favorite tequila. You need some salt and a lime wedge and set it up as a standard tequila shooter. You're going to sprinkle the salt on your hand as you do, and you're going to hold the lime in the same hand that you put the salt on. In your other hand, you're holding a book of matches, okay? Now, using only one hand, you're going to be striking one of those matches and light your tequila shot on fire. And then immediately afterward, this is important, immediately snort the salt, shoot the flaming shot down, and then squeeze the lime in your eye. That's how you do it.
And that is exactly how a stuntman feels at the end of the day. Yeah, when I saw this, I was dying. I was like, absolutely. If you're like the epitome of what a stuntman is, that's it.
I feel like this is exactly what Ryan Gosling, his character, went through. So.
But very apropos, and you guys will understand once you see the movie. But biggest question, what tequila would you pick?
You are more of a tequila expert than I am. I don't know that I have a favorite yet, but I am a fan of Grey Goose, like I guess every other white girl that you see on a golf course.
Grey Goose is vodka.
Oh.
So does that mean I'm ordering for us?
Yes.
Okay. So I would order us up two. Oh, they can't even be chilled because this is a drunken stuntman. So two warm, bar warm Casa Amigo shots, because Casa Amigos is amazing. So if we're going to torture ourselves, at least it'll be with good tequila.
I feel like I have egg on my face for that faux pas there with Grey Goose, but I'm a whiskey girl. Like, I know. Lay it down with, you know, some of that barley and rye, and I'm got you. The clear stuff, I'm like, it all looks the same, and sometimes it all tastes the same.
That's a wrap on this review. Remember to follow us on social media. Just search for Whiskey and Popcorn.
And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button.
I'm Tuesday.
And I'm Kaylee. Thanks so much for listening.
And we'll see you at the movies.